mic on, Bob.
I also turned my mic on, Bob.
Better, I hope. Okay, again, I will draw your attention to the welcome cards that are in the pews in front of you. If you're a guest with us this morning, will you please fill this out? Give us as much information as you can so that we can be sending you some more information about the church and answer any questions you may have. On the back is comments and prayer requests. Prayer request. If you have a prayer request that you want us to pray for with our prayer warriors on Monday nights or through our prayer chain, please fill that out. Give us some information to get back to you if we need to. Comments. If there's someone or any comments you want to make about the service this morning, attaboys and so on, please put that down. But also, if there's someone missing from the pew beside you that's normally there, let us know so that we can also be contacting them to see if they're sick or they need assistance in some way. You also see in the pew in front of you these little cards. They're called salty service cards. There's no place to write on them. All you do is pick one up and put it in the offering plate if you've done something good for someone this week, preferably in the name of Jesus. Simple. If you opened a door for someone or if you helped someone in some way, put one of these in the offering plate. Okay? We account for that all the way up to the district and conference. Draw your attention to the announcements on the back of the bulletin. You'll see the events that are happening, the prayer warriors, as I mentioned, on Monday night, and the anniversary planning committee. That's the 50th anniversary planning committee of the church. If you haven't noticed the banner up here, it's a beautiful banner that we took and presented at conference proclaiming our 50th anniversary. We have a planning meeting because we'll be kicking off a celebration later on, and we need everyone in attendance so that we can continue on the planning and getting everything ready. Does anybody know what's happening tonight?
Ice cream. Ribs and ice cream.
Oh, yeah, the hymns.
Oh, by the way, we're singing too. Hymn singing and ice cream tonight at 6 o'clock to 7:30. Please come on out and join us. Okay. Next month, the items for W.E. Cherry, that's the school that we are sponsoring with items this month. We were doing Kleenexes and hand sanitizers. Next month will be glue sticks and sharpened pencils. Okay, number two, okay, if you haven't, you know, most of us with school kids or grandkids, school age, we know that you can go buy sharpened pencils, okay, so they are out there. If you'd like to go ahead and buy them other than taking them home and sharpening them yourself, which you can do, okay, but we need glue sticks and sharpened number two pencils for next month. The box is in the foyer. The boxes that are out there now will be emptied Thursday and taken to the school, so we'll be ready next Sunday for the new supplies. Okay. Does anybody in the church like barbecue? Just a few of us. Okay. Friday, August the 14th, we're having a fundraiser. It will be Friday, August the 14th, from 12 noon to 6 p.m., $10 per dinner, pulled pork dinners from Sonny's with all the fixings and homemade desserts included. Okay, this will be a takeout, or for you Chinese buffs, it's takeouty. or they will deliver within a 5-mile radius of the church. So August the 14th, Friday from 12 to 6, $10 per meal, pickup or delivery in a 5-mile radius. You have tickets. So tickets are available right now. From Nancy, stand up. Jamie, stand up. Robin, stand up.
Well, I want to clarify something because we had a hard time understanding this in Sunday school. Do you have a mic, Bob?
On my ear.
Okay. We had a hard time understanding this in Sunday school. If you purchase a dinner, it will be here at the church for you to pick up. Okay, we're not eating at the church. Just come here and pick it up. Has everybody got that? We had a hard time understanding that in Sunday school, didn't we? Oh, so is that right? Am I getting it all right? Yes, okay.
You're right.
So come here and pick it up, or if you live within 5 miles, they'll deliver it to you. Okay, I just wanted to make sure everybody understood. Sometimes I have to hear things 2 or 3 times to understand.
Take you outy. Okay. Okay, by the way, there's going to be a barbecue. No. If you will, join me now in our opening words. The world says there is not enough. The world says there is too much need.
Christ calls us into the ways of faith.
The world has too many problems, and there is too much to be done.
Christ calls us into ways of hope.
The world is too divided. There are too many wars and too much violence.
Christ calls us into ways of peace.
There is just too much to think about. It would be easier to think about ourselves. Christ called us to love one another and to love ourselves. And in Christ's love, we know that faith surpasses all understanding. We are not alone. Let us worship Christ together on this journey of faith. Let us pray. Holy One, we bow our hearts before you this day. Strengthen us in our innermost being and dwell in our hearts through faith. May we be rooted and grounded in Christ, whose love is beyond all knowledge. Help us to comprehend even the smallest part of the beautiful mystery of your grace. Grant that we may experience the fullness of your presence with us. Amen.
And now if you'd stand and turn to page 191 in your hymnals, we'll sing Jesus Loves You. We're looking for a volunteer to come up and lead the verse in Cherokee. So Miss Nancy Walker, I think, is going to do that.
Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus.
turn to page 888, we'll have our affirmation of faith. This is the good news which we have received, in which we stand, and by which we are saved.
Christ died for our sins, was buried, was raised on the third day, and appeared first to the women, then to Peter and the 12, and then to many faithful witnesses. We believe Jesus is Christ, the anointed one of God, the firstborn of all creation, the firstborn from the dead, in whom all things hold together, in whom the fullness of God was pleased to dwell by the power of the Spirit. Christ is the head of the body, the church, and by the blood of the cross reconciles all things to God. Amen.
Is turned on? No, I don't have a green light. Okay, there it is. All right, well, what we're going to talk about today is we have a special thing to present to you. We had three young people go to camp last week, Warren Willis Camp, the United Methodist Youth Camp at Leesburg, Florida. And it was Thomas who went, Megan, who's not here, I don't think. Who's Thomas? You know Thomas. And Bradley. And they would like to tell the congregation, thank you, because you helped send them to camp, and they want to talk about their experiences. So first, Thomas, can you come up here and stand up and tell everybody your experience at camp?
I had a fantastic time, and it was really awesome. I really thank you for everything that you guys did.
That's great. Thank you, Thomas. Do you want to say anything in particular that you did that was fun? What was something fun that you did?
I went sailing.
Oh, neat.
It was awesome.
Good.
And one time we were sailing and we got we were not in the direction of the wind, and then I suggested we prayed, and when we did, after we prayed, we got back in the direction of the wind, so.
All right. Okay, Bradley, come up here and tell us about your experience at camp, and hold that up to your mouth so we can hear you.
Thank you for everything, for sending us to camp. It was awesome. I went rock climbing, and we had a Viking smashdown on Wednesday, where we dipped water balloons in slime and threw them at each other. And I came home with a new Bible, with a favorite Bible story and a favorite Bible verse.
Tell us what those are. Can you tell us what
my favorite story is with the king, the king and his two sons, where the one son stayed home and the other one went around buying stuff, and then the younger son got angry because when the older son came back, they had a party,
okay,
and he didn't get any recognition.
This is the prodigal son you're talking about, right? Okay. What's your favorite Bible verse?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to. That's all right. Thank you, Bradley. I am so grateful to all of you, and I know you're excited that these children got to be able to go to camp. And guess what? Bradley says he's going to go every year, and then he's going to become a counselor at camp, right? Isn't that right? And Thomas agrees with that. Thomas wants to do the same thing. You can be a counselor when you graduate from high school. You can be a counselor at the camp. Yeah. Well, that's wonderful. Now I'm going to give all of you a piece of candy. You can have a piece of candy. You're welcome. Thank you. Sure.
Hello?
It is on. Okay. Thank you. Tracy and I just want to thank everybody. The boys had a blast. It was amazing being able to pick them up. And Joe and Vicky for letting us use their car to take them down. And Chuck and Teresa for letting us use their car to pick them up. But they just had a blast. And it was amazing being able to see their faces and just know that they had so much fun. So thank you. We really appreciate it, everybody who helped. So.
That's fine. And will the ushers please come forward for our tithes and offerings? Let us pray. We just feel so grateful, O God, today to be blessed by these children whose hearts and minds and souls have been strengthened for you. And we continue to pray, dear God, for their development and their growth in grace and truth. And know, dear God, that we too are thankful people, that we thank you for all that you have done for us. And we give to you just a portion of what we have to show, dear God, that we believe in your kingdom come on this earth. In Jesus' name, amen.
It never ends, and the day is past and gone. At the river I'll stand. Oh, guide my feet. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on. Oh Lord, let me stand, 'cause I'm so tired, I'm weak, my soul is worn.
Ask for the Lord's hand when we go to God in prayer. And I would like us to have some time of prayer, and I want you to think of that hand, the Lord's hand, reaching out to touch you, to take you in His arms, and surround you with His love, and give you whatever it is you need today. The Lord knows that I don't, but God does. And let God's love pour over you. Let's spend a few moments in silence, and then if you feel led to, please lift up the name of someone, including your own, a place in the world that needs healing from brokenness and a situation in life that needs to have God's loving touch surrounding it today. Let us go to God in prayer. Kitty, Karen, loving God, you love us more deeply and strongly than we can possibly imagine. Because we can only think in human terms, but your love is beyond anything that we know on earth. You created us and our world and declared it good. You called us to be stewards of your creation and to be caretakers of each other. Loving God, when we feel down about the world we are in, or feel helpless and hopeless, remind us of your love through the love and care of others that we experience. And renew us faithfully, O God, that we might have the strength to do your work in our world in the name of Jesus the Christ, who loves us and restores us. We pray together as he taught. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Now, if you'd stand and look to the screen behind me.
Our scriptures this morning is found in John 6, 1 through 13. After this, Jesus went to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, also called the Sea of Tiberias. A large crowd kept following him because they saw the signs that he was doing for the sick. Jesus went up to the mountain and sat down there with the disciples. Now the Passover, the festival of the Jews, was near. When he looked up and saw a large crowd coming toward him, Jesus said to Philip, "Where are we going to buy bread for these people to eat?" He said this to test him, for he himself knew what he was going to do. Philip answered, 6 months' wages would not buy enough bread for each of them to get a little." One of the disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, "There is a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. But what are they among so many people?" Jesus said, "Make the people to sit down." Now there was a great deal of grass in this place, so they sat down, about 5,000 in all. Then Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to those who were seated, and also the fish, as much as they wanted. When they were satisfied, he told the disciples, "Gather up the fragments left over, so that nothing may be lost." So they gathered them up, and from the fragments of the barley loaves left by those who had eaten, they filled 12 baskets. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Blessed be God.
Imagine this scene. Here comes the crowd down the road toward Jesus. You can hear their voices getting louder and louder as they approach him. And you can practically taste the dust that has risen from the tramping of their feet. There are just so many of them, and they're getting closer. And they are hungry. Jesus asks Philip, "Where are we to buy bread for these people to eat?" Philip doesn't realize that he's being tested. He responds by pointing to the problem. He says, 6 months' wages would not buy enough bread for each of them to get a little. Andrew, however, sees the possibilities, and he says, "There is a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish." Andrew sees the positive side of things. And the Gospel of John notes that there was a great deal of grass in the place, and it makes it more comfortable for people to sit down and have a picnic together. And there are 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. And there are 12 baskets of food left over out of nowhere at the very end. Now, when Andrew points Jesus toward the barley loaves and the fish, amid all the demands of our lives, we too are just for one moment caught up in Andrew's optimism. But we quickly plummet back to earth. For after pausing for a brief moment, Philip's negativity rubs off on Andrew. And he asks, "But what are they among so many people?" His hope is like a synapse trying to leap from one cell to the next. The signal is interrupted by pessimism. and the hope falls between the cracks. A synapse is what allows a signal, either chemical or electrical, to be passed from one cell to another. And the channel between these cells is called the gap junction. Now, a few years ago, actually a few decades ago, I went on a trip with a group of ladies to London, and I got used to hearing different expressions that the British use that we, of course, are unfamiliar with. And in the subway, which they call the tube, before each stop, when the doors open, there's a voice that comes through the loudspeaker that says, "Mind the gap." In other words, they don't want you falling through the cracks. Mind the gap as you step off the train. Our job as disciples is to mind the gap. In this story from the sixth chapter of John, the hopeful signal would have fallen into the gap had it not been for Jesus' intervention. So Jesus says to the disciples, "Make the people sit down." And with that, he reminds them of what their job description is. It is to mind the gap between 5 loaves and 2 fish and food for all. There's a gap there. Their job is not to question whether or not there will be a meal. Their job is to make the people sit down and to distribute the meal that Jesus provides. The disciples' job, then, is to factor Jesus into any challenging situation they may face and to count on his presence and power from now on. They are to be those who call on the Jesus factor in all situations. What is the Jesus factor? The Jesus factor is the fact emphasized over and over again by the Gospel of John that Jesus is present and ready to help in any situation or need. This is the first of 7 promises of the Jesus factor in the Gospel of John. We have Jesus is bread, light, gate, good shepherd, resurrection and life, the way, the truth, and the life, and the true vine. That is the Jesus factor. In any situation in life, we are to call upon the Jesus factor to bridge the gap. And the disciples' job is to witness to and share that Jesus factor with others. Now, the people have a job, too. And it's not just gaining personal spiritual nourishment from Jesus so they can make it through life's difficulties. Now, that helps, and it's a good thing. But the crowd's job is not to run around the countryside pursuing whichever teacher or healer can meet their physical needs. In 1719, German pietist Nicholas Ludwig von Zinzendorf climbed the stone steps of the art gallery in Dusseldorf. It was May the 20th, and this was the 5th art gallery that he had been to. And he strolled around, taking in the various masterpieces that were on display. And this art gallery was much like all the other art galleries that he had seen on his trip, until he came to one painting. For some reason, he was attracted to this particular painting. And he stopped and he studied it. And the painting by Domenico Fetti was titled, "Behold the Man." And it showed Jesus with a crown of thorns on his head. And at the bottom of the picture, the artist painted the words, "This I have done for you." what have you done for me? And so, in this gospel story that we have today, the people's job, like that of the disciples, is to share the Jesus factor, what Jesus has done and continues to do for us. It is to help others mind the gap between the momentary optimism of there is a boy here with 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, and the influx of negativity in, but what are they among so many people? Mind the gap between optimism and pessimism with the Jesus factor. In between, here is what little we have, and here are the 12 baskets of leftovers. There is the Jesus factor. So let's not forget to factor Jesus into our daily equations and situations. Let's not forget to share his good news with others. Mind the gap. It means remembering that as our needs are met, we are to share with others. Whatever the gap, whatever is missing, whatever is needed, Jesus will satisfy. Experience the Jesus factor and mind the gap. Amen and amen.
If you'd stand and turn to page 347. We'll sing the Spirit song.
Fill your heart and satisfy your soul.
is a gap in your life, let Jesus fill it today. Jesus will satisfy all your needs, all your desires. Everything that you need is in Him. And we give ourselves to Him anew each and every moment, each and every day. And we find as we too are renewed that we go into this world as sent people to help them know to mind the gap, that they too are offered up Jesus for them, for all. Go in the knowledge and love of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. May He rest and abide with each of you now and always. Go in peace.
Amen.
Tonight for some hymns and some ice cream.
Woo-hoo!
Hey!